Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. I like the word free, don't you? Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. Well, I don't do this very often, and it's been a while. But once in a while, something comes across my desk or on Facebook. I don't follow blogs real closely, but once in a while I see one that I really am intrigued with, and I will read it and share it. And this happened yesterday. And with all that's going on in this great nation, or this once great nation, I still believe it's a great nation, just not as great as it ought to be. I thought that this writer, it was as if I had written it in some respects, as far as the passion and the feelings that he was exhibiting in it and sharing. He titled it, Afraid in America. And his name is Greg. I won't give his last name. I don't know if it matters or not, but I won't give it. He starts out with a picture. A picture all of us will recognize. It is Martin Luther King Jr. And his quote that says, I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That is a good part of the American dream, my friends, that we can do anything. And now they don't want you to say that. They don't want you to believe in American exceptionalism. That's offensive. They don't want you to say, well, you can do anything you want if you work hard. And there's a college or a university in the state of California, they're banning such kind of speech. Well, his blog goes on to say then, tonight, I sat and read an article about the United States Embassy moving up its celebration of an American holiday by a month, to not give in to a potential issue with a Muslim celebration that begins in the end of June, known as Ramadan. And I realized for the first time that I was afraid. I am afraid not just for my family and friends, but for this nation, our way of life, our dreams and passions, and the future of our children. What happened to us? Who is everyone afraid? Why is everyone afraid to be proud of this country? Why do we give in to so many people when they wish to kill us? For the first time, I opened my eyes to see a very much different America. We all are living in fear. The very same thing that President George Bush warned about after 9/11. Our elected officials rammed in the Patriot Act out of fear. We elected our current president out of fear. We pulled out of Iraq and Afghanistan too soon, out of fear, not from fear of defeat, but from fear of what we had to do to protect America. The terrorists are winning because now we are moving our holidays, which is honoring the fight that our founding fathers fought hard to establish for us, freedom. Where has it gone? Where is liberty? Where is liberty shining high above the clouds? And can be seen from every nation's shore, looking to the West for opportunity to live without fear, without oppression, without tyranny. Sadly, the light of Lady Liberty has been smudged out from fear. We see people disrespecting police when they live very dangerous lives, protecting our streets and hardened criminals. When did it become okay for some of those officers to take the law into their own hands and become a judge, jury, and yes, even sometimes the executioner? When did American lives, when did American citizens become sympathetic to terrorist causes and threatens, and threaten ISIS styles of attacks to push their agenda? I look and see that our country's principles, that our nation was founded upon, are failing. No one has pride in America as we have, as we used to have. I grew up in an America that loved its servicemen and women, a country that had respect for one another. This nation had healed from a torn-apart nation after Vietnam and a shameful time in America's struggle with civil rights. I look at the soul of America, and it's tearing itself apart at its core. This nation has lost its heart because it has been ripped apart by people who want to be politically correct and are afraid to say something is bad when it is. By people who want to erase principles of America and silence our freedoms to celebrate a holiday that our nation deservingly should scream above the mountains about, so that people want to be like in America, free. I write to you today, he says, very selfishly, and I am asking a favor from all of you who can read this. I'm going to say or hear this. That favor is to please don't stop believing in that America. Keep leading the charge by showing the world with your voice how our world can be better, how our nation should be the bright light on the horizon in the middle of the night when someone halfway across the world looks through a porthole on a battleship fighting for our freedom. Or for the family who barely has food or water in a village overran with drug lords stealing supplies dropped to them, help them. So that everyone knows that light on the horizon is a chance. The light is hope, love, compassion, and a defender. That light is a liberator of oppression and tyranny, and that it represents the souls of men and women who love each other, no matter their race, creed, or color, and all other indifferences. That light represents America. Our nation is lost. Many have dimmed the light, and our country needs reminded that this nation stands, what this nation stands for. Our nation needs voices like yours and other Americans to unite under the belief our nation once had. Freedom, perseverance, passion. You see, my passion and love of this nation, of this country, in my voice carries down the street and maybe across the neighborhood with social media. Your voice and passion carries around the globe. Please don't ever let that light grow dim. Do what I wish I could do and lead not a change in our world, but remember the world we had. Together we can resurrect our nation from the ashes of defeat. We can restore American pride. We can celebrate our heritage, our diversity, and our right and privilege to call ourselves Americans. Let them hate America because we stand for these principles, and forever these principles will lead them to beg to be an American citizen. They hate America for which it stands, for our liberty and the ability to look evil in the face and fight to save a life wherever, everywhere on this great rock we call Earth. I thank God, he says, for everything I have, and I thank you for being my brothers and sisters as American citizens, and I am proud to be an American. He says he's proud to be an American. You know, we've got a lot of faults, but we've got a lot going for us, too. And the biggest fear of those who are within fighting us is that you and I will understand that together we can bring this nation back. Together we can bring America home. This is CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have a bill of rights. I have a bill of feelings, you guys. Can I say that? And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSE Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all variety. Your calls are welcome. Don't wait till the last segment to call. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, the language has been hijacked, and you know, politically correctness is killing America's freedom of speech. And I did this it's been about a year ago, and I never quite finished up on it, so it's kind of a rough draft. But you've heard me say over and over again, it's not a bill of feelings, it's called a bill of rights. So I rewrote it. But first I wanted to talk to you about the new phrase that they want to ban. Remember, it hasn't been that long ago, a year or so, when you couldn't say bossy. And recently, you can't say fat. I don't like the word obese, but, you know, sometimes it is what it is. I guess you can't say skinny either. You know, I'm not skinny anymore, but when I was a kid, I was really skinny, and they called me too thick. My brothers did. You know, brothers are just good about those things. Did I get offended? I mean, they make fun of me now for being short. Do I get offended? No, it's who I am. I'd like to be called toothpick again. But you can't say the phrase, you guys. It's apparently offensive when you're referring to mixed company. Well, I can see where it's maybe not the best choice of words. But it's, you know, it's kind of like using the word he. It's really not intended to be offensive. And if you're offended that easily, something's wrong. You see, what is the old saying, don't wear your feelings on your shirt sleeve? You need to grow some shoulders? It's not offensive. If it's offensive, you need to look at yourself and you need to find out why you're so sensitive. But it's called the Bill of Rights, not a Bill of Feelings. So I decided to rewrite that. And if you've got your Bill of Rights in front of you, you can follow along. You'll see that now this is done tongue-in-cheek. It's making fun, sort of, trying to see things from this perspective. Now, the very people that are telling us that we're intolerant are the ones that are truly intolerant. They want us to accept all of their ways. The word and the phrases that they consider to be offensive, well, what about the vulgarity? They never use those words as to be offensive. To use the vulgar language. You know, and if you find that offensive, then you're the one with the problem. But if I say you guys and I offend them, then I'm the one, I don't understand. Why is it always my fault? I guess because I'm the mom. Why is it always my fault? Well, I'm not going to let them hijack our language, are you? So, I'm waiting for your calls. It is Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410. But I have a Bill of Feelings. And number one, I just did 10. Number one, keep your words, excuse me, keep your words and beliefs private. So not to offend or hurt feelings of others. Feelings are important. No one has a right to offend another personally or emotionally with their speech or opinions. And number two, do not attempt to defend your own. Call the government. Number three, make sure citizens are willing to house any government servant and care for them beyond how you would care for yourself and your own. Number four, sure, privacy is okay, but you shouldn't have anything to hide. Number five, you have the right to sue others for hurting your feelings. If you don't win your case, try another approach. If you don't speak up, you must be guilty. Number six, define speedy. What's a few years of your life? After all, courts and judges and attorneys, they need some job security. Surely justice will be served eventually. Number seven, common law is no longer up to date. We could say rule of law. We have numerous laws and loopholes to aid with justice. Why bother others to sit on a jury when a single judge can exercise his opinions and agendas and determine laws? Number eight, fines and jail time benefit society. Break a citizen and make an example of them to deter others from disobedience. Number nine, stop using the word sovereignty. The corporate federal government is in charge of you and your state. And number 10, all power is delegated to corporate federal government. They are looking out for you. Now, this Bill of Feelings only applies to sissy liberals who believe in a utopia, America, and world. We have Ken from Texas. Ken, how are you today?
Hey, I love that. That's good stuff.
I'm probably going to put it in the pen. I'll perfect it a little bit. But
hey, I'll tell you what. If you're ballpoint ready, I'll tell you where you can find the owners of the Federal Reserve Corporation. Go look at Don Bell, go on Google Don Bell Reports. And if you hunt for it, it's on there somewhere. And what he did is he was in a lawsuit in Switzerland, and they put the owners of the Federal Reserve in the lawsuit, and he's got them and he published them.
Okay.
Real simple.
Okay.
why don't you publish them all yourself?
I guess, you know, maybe I can do that. You know, it never works at home.
They give you something to put in your article in there, you know.
You know, every time.
Hunt Don Bell Reports and hunt around till you find it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. Well, I hope you like the Bill of Feelings. I am going to publish that in the Pen. And by the way, I'm going to plug that a little bit. The Pen, I'm pretty proud of it. Even though I've cut back because of costs, I've cut back from making it monthly to bi-monthly. So it comes out every other month, and I do have to confess and apologize. I'm running behind. I'm a one-man band here, and I do everything. And I am running behind, but I'm just about to get caught up. I'm almost caught up. I'm working on the May-June issue now. You know, now that June is halfway into it. And I'll probably have my Bill of Feelings in there. But you know, folks, it's 12 pages now. I don't copyright it. I don't allow those who put into it to copyright their articles because I want you to share them. I want you to share the Pen. I want you to pass it around. Be somebody's pen pal. Pass it around. It's $24.95. It's old-fashioned, hard copy. One day, if I have help here in the office, we're going to put it out for e-copies as well so we can get it out to more people. And it's cheaper for me, too. But I want to remain with the hard copy for you. So you can take the Pen, which is a compilation of several writers, and pass it around. You don't have to agree with every article. You more than likely will not agree with every article. But pass it around. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It's about rights, not freedoms. And your language should not be hijacked, you guys. You know, my producer got on to me yesterday because I said you folks. Because I should be referring to you as I do. I feel like I can, like I'm in the kitchen with each one of you, that we're sitting there with our cup of coffee and we're talking. Just as good old friends would do. Because it's not about the cup, it's about the company. And that's what we are here, folks, at CSC Talk Radio. So order the Pen. And I'll probably put that Bill of Feelings in there this next time so you can see that. But don't allow the liberals, the ones who have all their insecurities, to hijack your language. You know, I try not to offend people with foul language. I don't like foul language, and mom and daddy didn't allow it in the house. So I don't speak it very much. And I don't want others to do it in front of me. I didn't allow my kids to do it. Because that's being respectful. Now, if they call me down and I say, you guys, and it's upsetting them, I go, okay, I won't say it today. But they need to look and see why it is they're so upset, so sensitive. You guys, it is Free for All Friday. I'm waiting for your calls at 877-895-5410. We have a mini victory that I'm going to share with you, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to TSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free For All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Bob from Nebraska. Bob, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. I'm very good. It's not raining and the sun's shining and it's going to rain again.
Oh, it's cloudy here, but we're okay. I don't want a big downpour. We've had a lot of rain. What's on your mind?
Hills, we can always use it.
Sure you can.
But what I'm calling about today, just a comment. You mentioned political correctness earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can all take a lesson from Ben Carson about political correctness.
I think you're right.
And also from a buddy of mine out here in the Sand Hills, who's one of his favorite sayings is, say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Well, there you go. That's pretty good. Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean. You know, I had a boss. She was an office manager when I worked in a medical clinic, and she used to say, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Exactly.
Now, I wasn't the one in trouble when she was saying that.
Well, I've been in trouble most of my life for not being politically correct. So.
Well, you guys need to straighten up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, apparently that's a sexist remark to say you guys. And, you know, I didn't say you gals. I had all boys, so I didn't say you guys get in the car. I mean, I didn't say you gals get in the car. I said you guys get in the car. But, you know, even now, one thing they might have a problem with, I don't think they do because I'm their mother, is calling them my boys. Now that they're all grown men, you know, and I call them my boys, I could see that, you know, maybe upset.
You might as well say what you want because it's going to be wrong no matter what.
Yeah, it is when you're the mom. That's for sure. Well, I hope you have a great weekend, Bob. I thank you for your call.
You also, Beth Ann, and keep up the good work. Enjoy your show.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. We have Jim from Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
God bless you, Beth Ann. I've got a few subjects here, but I agree with you totally. These guys, when they swear an oath to defend and protect the Constitution and the laws of their state, that's a specific performance contract. They're a sworn affiant, and they have to hold to that. They can't just get on these zoning commissions or these other deals and like township supervisors and just come out with anything they want. They have to abide by the law.
You know, this has all happened, and I know that you realize this, Jim. This has all happened very slowly. And now, you know, it's kind of like that that little bitty snowball on the top of the hill, and it's not very big at the beginning. And it doesn't cause any harm when it's small. But as it rolls down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it can cause a catastrophe when it hits the bottom. But,
well, there's a Supreme Court ruling that says there's a good to guard against any encroachments on your liberty.
That's right.
You know? And that they don't do it. I mean, it's like, and now they're going after the hog farmer. You know why? Because he's going to run for sheriff next year.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
I've had the bumper sticker on since last year. He was passing them out, and if he's done, there's going to be a little confrontation between him and this unlawful DNR and all this stuff. You know?
Could you have him give me a call in the office?
I don't have his number right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
AcresGreenAcres.com.
Okay, okay.
I think his number's on it.
All right.
But, also, they're going after us here. If they can't get zoning in, then what try to do is blight. And everything becomes blight, you know. And a lady had wood piled up, and she said, "Well, you got a pile of wood there." No kidding. I burned wood. My husband died in a storm.
Was it unsightful? Was it in her view shed? Was it in the way?
Well, it was in her drive, but somebody dropped it off for her, so, you know, she hadn't had a chance to pile it up. But here's what's happening. Now, the guys that there's either two kinds of people that want the high values on the property. Either people that are going to sell and get the hell out after they raise the property taxes, or the ones that don't want poor.
Hmm.
The ones that don't want poor around, they don't care. They got plenty of money to pay all the taxes. They try to squeeze the poor out, and this is wrong.
Well, it is wrong, and you know, but I was listening last night, and I won't get into this because I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm just going to very, very casually mention it, but they're wanting to promote now where, you know, they want to put the houses in the rich neighborhoods. Now, I'm not in a rich neighborhood. I'm in a little bitty town. But in the rich neighborhoods that are considered wealthy, very wealthy, they want to put houses in there for the low-income families and such. And, I don't have a problem with mixing. I don't. But I have a problem with forcing it. And the thing is, people work. I mean, I know people of every color, and a lot of them are a lot better off than I am. I'm basically a poor person, but it's, you know, I'm rich in the Lord, though. I'm rich in the Lord. But, you know, it's craziness what they're trying to do. And they're doing it to separate us, not to bring us together. They're doing it to separate us.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm an inventor, and I got a lot of junk. I don't have garbage. I have junk. And you got to have
stuff.
And I have a fence around it, you know. But they'll even go after that now.
Mm.
If you have a car parked in your yard, downstate in Michigan, a gal got her car hauled away because they checked the license plate through the computer. There was no insurance on it. They hauled the car away without any day in court.
It's called freedom.
Judge, jury, and executioner right there.
Well, we need to stop the ridiculousness, and it has to stop. It has to start at home. We have to get a grip on our own on our local communities before we can move on. I'm going to move on, though, Jim. I appreciate your call. I've got some other holder. Thank you. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning. You know, you got me laughing a few minutes ago. In the house that I grew up in, the only time my dad could swear was when he was putting up wallpaper.
I get out of the way when my husband puts up wallpaper.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't get angry. He's a perfectionist, and he knows what he's doing, and I get out of the way.
Yeah, it's the perfectionist part is what my dad would be swearing at. we have the trade bill vote this afternoon.
Yes.
And this morning I did call my congressman, and he is a member of the GOP, and he is voting for it. And, you know, this is Illinois' 16th congressional district. He ran as a conservative who wanted to provide leadership, and all he has been is been our House Speaker's lapdog over the last two terms. So, you know, how we deal with these deeply entrenched politicians, I have no idea. That my district has been Republican for the last 100 years with the exception of one term.
I had an article earlier today. I've misplaced it here in the studio, but it was about that. And you know, let's put aside what we believe about the trade and not the trade. Let's put that aside for just a second. But what the fast track does is give it all to the president. Well, whether you love the president or you don't love the president, no one man should have that much authority. That's why we are set up the way we are.
And then this is a bill that no one is basically being allowed to read.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, you look at our previous legislations that where the bill has not been read, and, you know, what disasters they have been for the country. You know, why does our government, you know, basically set us up for one more round?
It's craziness. It just really is. And, you know, Madison had even addressed such things about these bills being so long. James Madison, back in the day, I had put that in one of the pens, too. You know, Pelosi says, first you got to read it. First you got to vote for it, then we'll read it. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Madison says they should never be so long and complicated that you can't understand them. And, you know, the one thing that they do that I think should be, I think the people should rise up and say absolutely no more, is they should not combine a bill. They should not have different things on one bill. And I don't think any bill needs to be more than 10 pages long.
You know, with what you're saying, if we had done this over the last 50 years, we probably wouldn't be worried about a national debt.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right. We're going into a break. I appreciate your call, Steve.
Have a good week.
Thank you. You do the same. We have some callers holding. If you'll please hold, we'll be back with you as soon as we come back from this commercial break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I have the politically correctness here. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Remember Ronald Reagan and the pride Americans felt? Remember 9/11 and the patriotism that united us all? It's time to rise up and write another chapter in that freedom story. Join me, John Andrews, and thousands of friends at the Western Conservative Summit, June 26th to 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's a huge rally on the right with terrific entertainment and a boatload of star speakers. 2016 candidates like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, Katie Pavlich debating the left on gun rights, media voices like Hugh Hewitt, Byron York, thought leaders like Arthur Brooks, David Horowitz. grassroots training workshops, acres of exhibits, low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com. See you there.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio. Before I go to the callers, and I need to get to them because we're running out of time, that we had a mini victory. I call it a mini victory because I don't think it should even be something that's in question. But the North Carolina legislature overrode a veto which allowed the government employees to not do gay marriages. So it's a little mini victory that they're going to stand with the employees on that. Anyway, we have Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
He's doing over there.
I'm doing good. How you's doing? How you's doing?
Yeah.
Now, we can say you guys. We can say you all. We can say you-ins, you know.
That's right. And I mean, like the last guy was saying, yeah, you might as well just say anything because you're going to outlaw everything pretty soon, you know?
Well, it's not outlawed. It's just that they're, you know, the liberals or the left or these progressives, I don't know what, I don't like labels. I don't know what to call them. But the ones that don't seem to love liberty and they want to go on feelings rather than rights.
Yeah.
They don't fight. Wait a minute, Mike. Let me talk. They don't fight. They guilt you. They want
right.
to guilt you into saying, well, that hurt my feelings, you know. And anyway, so what's on your mind today, Mike?
Well, yeah, I had an encounter similar to that years ago when some putz came up to me and said he didn't like the American flag on my truck. I was driving a tractor trailer. He said it offended him. So I said, well, just leave. Get out of here. You know, go somewhere else. If it offends you, leave, you know.
You can't tell him to close his eyes if he's driving, you know.
Exactly. But, you know, the last call was talking about the car in Michigan. This happened in New York a bazillion years ago. I used to have a garage in New York. And my partner and I, we had a tow truck. We used to bring cars home every once in a while, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, some yo-yo across the street called up and called the town, and they came and said, oh, it's not insured, it's not registered, all this kind of garbage inspected. So it's an eyesore. Make a story short, is what we found out, as long as it's registered, insured, and inspected, it's not considered an eyesore. So we brought a car home with no engine, no training, no nothing. We call storage insurance on it. We inspected the car and registered the whole bit, and we put it on the lawn upside down. Okay? Well, the town guy came along, and hey, look, inspection at that time, it didn't have to have an engine. The brakes worked. All the lights worked. Everything worked as far as safety is concerned. okay? It had storage insurance on it. It was registered. So we said, now it's not an eyesore, right?
You're bucking the establishment.
Upside down on the lawn, you know? So the guy across the street went a little berserk, and after that, he never bothered us, you know? So sometimes the law is so stupid, okay, that if you actually follow it, you know what I mean? Like in Florida a million years ago when they tried to pass the law to have only one motorcycle in each parking place during bike week. And everybody was fighting about it. And I said, well, wait a minute here. Don't fight it. Do it. You know, you're talking several million bikers show up. Man, there was no parking spaces. They rescinded that law.
Okay, I have to ask you a question before I let you go. How old are you, Mike? Because you said a bazillion and then you said a million years ago. So how old are you?
I'm going to be 61 on the 15th.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, I know you. I know. No problem. It's just, you know, New York expressions, but hey, maybe that'll offend somebody too, you know?
Yeah, I don't think the world's that old, so.
I know.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Mike. You have a great weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Regina from Pennsylvania. She's got some things she needs to remind us of. Hey, Regina, how are you today?
Hi, again. I just want to make sure I got in a message that came through an email from a friend. It's from Numbers USA, if you want to check it out yourself. But this is be sure to tell your congressman, the federal congressman at 202-224-3121, to vote no on the Senate version of H.R. 1314. It'll be coming up this afternoon as they do the legislation on the trade bill, and this will remove Congress and take their authority away from their authority away to block immigration legislation that Obama would put in the trade agreement. They would take their authority.
I think anybody who votes for that, taking away their own authority, should not be put back in office.
I understand that, but, you know, like I explained yesterday, the guy is running for president, did it to us before, so we can't wait to, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. You thought I was the bad guy.
No, I just didn't understand the big picture. So
yeah, the big picture is it's a huge thing. He's just one of the people coming. But, well, you know, you've got to talk to these people to at least let them know how you feel, and that's what we're going to try and do. We're going to see if we can. I'm the little gal, so I'm going to try and do that, but we'll see how we can get her done.
Talk to Congress today and tell them to vote no on H.R. 1314. Do not give your authority away to put in legislation. My own congressman is saying, Jeff Sessions, that's been fighting immigration. Basically, one of the aides said, well, this is lies.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Regina. Thank you so much. You do a good job keeping on top of things. We are just about out of time. It is Free for All Friday. I'm not going to give the number out again because we are out of time just about. I had a couple of things. I want to remind you, though, as we started out, I had the blog that I shared, Afraid in America. We should not be afraid of what we say or standing for what we believe in. Now, I'm saying that, understanding that there's another side to that. That not everyone is Christian. Not everyone believes in the Constitution. But it is that Constitution with the Bill of Rights that gives you the right to your opinion. So we need to bond together as Americans. And we need to start standing up for one another's rights. Not feelings. Rights. You know, they talk about the words and them being offensive. Or it may be just poor language. Maybe it's just poor language to say you guys. But they don't talk about the vulgarities that we see and hear. They don't talk about good manners. They don't talk about etiquette. So it's all about their feelings. And it's not about your rights. We need to stop and think about that. Like I said, I wrote that little quip, little funny bill of feelings rather than the bill of rights. And I will put that in the pen. And I want to encourage you, if you're not a subscriber, if you want to just see one before you spend $24.95, you send me. Don't send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. They don't fit in those. They're too big. Just send me a request. And I'll send you the pen at my expense. Okay? And that would be the Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Well, I've kind of blabbed my time away here. I had a little article about Jeb Bush. He says he's evolved on unwed motherhood. He's going to back up some of the things he said. But I'm going to tell you right now, the deterioration of the family has weakened this nation. And you can say and believe whatever you want, but strong families, a strong family unit with the mother and the father as the head, I should say the father and the mother as the head, that makes a strong nation. That makes for strong families. If you're raising your kids the right way, and yes, there is a right and a wrong way, then we're going to see some change in America. We're going to see it grow and prosper. That life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The exceptionalism. It's time for us to come together, stand up, and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.